This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Tampa, Florida, Salem Media Group flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And also, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, the police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our great American over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, but Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from Michigan, where they make cars and other things too, it's Ron Edwards.
The notion that I can just suspend.
Oh, that was Barack Obama. He wanted to come in here and steal your thunder.
Oh, man, please.
Well,
what an insult.
Well, he's there, but I mean, what can I tell you? All right, we're gonna do something different here in a second, but let's say the pledge. You ready?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And by the way, Ron, this is just for you. The Four Seasons, Oh What a Night. I'm playing that tonight because of what's going on up in New York City. Nobody in their right mind thought they were going to get whacked with 3 to 5 inches an hour for about 3 hours. They have been inundated. Have you seen the subways?
I saw one picture of it. It was just devastating. I mean, that city continues to get hit with one thing after another. the blah, blah, and his policies and all of that, and now this. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. By the way,
bad stuff.
Yeah, by the way, we are going to talk about, of course, Afghanistan, because we have to start with. Now, the Taliban are angry that the helicopters left behind in Kabul by the U.S. military don't work.
Good. I was hoping that would be the case. Although they were flying a couple of them with people dangling down from the helicopters, though. I did see that. So.
Yeah, they did do that, and that might have been an Afghani pilot that was doing the flying, because they certainly don't know how to fly them. And they probably had a gun to his head, and that might have been his co-pilot that they threw out the door with a rope around his neck.
Yeah, but I did see a huge cache of rifles and things of that sort that they were, you know, piling up and laughing, you know, and all that, so...
Now, the big story right now coming out of Afghanistan, and this is a huge story, we can't confirm, we can't deny it, but we're going to put it out there because it's coming off Red State from MRC Latino and a very reputable reporter named Jorge Bonilla. He has said that the U.S. knew about the Kabul bomber and they had a drone lock on him before he was inside the airport. It could have taken him out, but they didn't take the shot because, get this, they were afraid it might offend the Taliban.
See, this is another example of political correctness gone amok. The Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby refused to talk about it, but Pardo Maher went on to further say that they not only knew about where the person was, they knew when it would happen. And they had a Predator drone lock on the bomber, but as you said, they refused to grant permission to take the guy out.
And remember all the warnings they gave with, oh, stay away from such and such a gate, and don't such and such a time, stay away, and this and that. They knew what was going on.
They knew, and they should have gone ahead and taken the guy out. That would have saved a lot of problems. But, hey, this is the era in which we are dealing with because of the election of this type of an administration. So here we are. But I just pray that this will really teach the American people a huge lesson to make better choices at the voting booth.
Yeah. By the way,
down to that.
By the way, good morning to the Godfather, and I sent him a picture of the subways flooding. I thought he'd get a kick out of that one.
Oh man! But God bless the people of New York City. They have been through a lot, and now this.
Yeah.
What's next?
Well, September 11th, what's next?
Oh, God.
That's what's next, September 11th.
Yep. I pray we never forget that and act appropriately.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Now, there's all kinds of bolos out, terror bolos. I hope that they're wrong, but we'll see what happens there, too.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. Now, President Joe Biden seems to be more interested in optics rather than protecting the United States citizens. A new theory, of course, emerged about the Afghanistan debacle. This is just going to make you madder. We were talking about it here with Denise Simon about an hour ago. And what the theory is that they are intentionally directing what happened in Afghanistan so that they can unload another bunch of, I'll call them boat people, on the United States and just totally, totally, totally drown us again with a bunch of people from another country.
Yeah, and they leave the Christian Afghans out, by the way.
Yeah.
For the State Department.
Yep. All right, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more. They don't want the Christians in here from the other country. They don't want them. And I don't know who's going to take them, but I still can't confirm that Glenn Beck story. I'll see what I can do this time. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, in this portion of the program, my conversation with Ron Edwards from The Ron Edwards, and we're going to play an Edwards Notebook here in a second, is brought to you by Moss Nissan. And let me remind you where I'm going to be Monday. Because Monday, from noon to 3, I'll be up at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey. You can come on out and check the all-new 2022 Pathfinder and the Frontier 2. They've both been completely redesigned and re-engineered inside and out. Now, the Pathfinder has now got three-row seating, completely new drivetrain along with it, and a 9-speed automatic transmission that'll haul up to 6,000 pounds. Now, Moss Nissan really takes care of its first responders, veterans, and active duty military with the You Serve, You Save program. Stop by and see me, and I'll have a way to be able to help you save some real money on your new or used Nissan car. Don't forget, Moss Nissan's located at U.S. 19 and State Route 54 in Newport Richey. Look forward to seeing you on Monday. In the meantime, here is an Edwards Notebook.
Whether in literal physical contact or war or a political battle, it's ineffective to begin half-heartedly to fight back if your opponent has been pummeling you since the battle began. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, for decades, most Republican leaders like Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, Lindsey Graham, and numerous others have been as ineffective against the leftist Democrat Party's onslaught against the United States via horrendous mandates which are killing our nation's energy independence, assaulting our economy by trying to literally bury our and future generations under debt that now dwarfs our very recent vibrant economy. Far too many Republicans side with Democrats rather than stand and fight for the principles that were utilized to build the envy of the world. It is as if far too many Republicans have forgotten or never knew that the Republican Party was founded as an anti-slavery party. But today, many Republicans refuse to fight against those attempting to enslave our entire republic today. May God help us before it's too late. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
There you go, Ron Edwards, and another Edwards notebook. By the way, I'm going to bring Ron into here. And, you know, I want to tell you about Constitutional Grounds Coffee, because if you go to the RonEdwards.com, the website, you'll be able to see the little display that's there and order some of that coffee, which, oh, by the way, hold on a second here. I got to do something. Let's see. Oh, that's delicious. But anyway, of course, I souped it up a little bit there, Ron, so I made it my style. Now, you can use the promo code RE20, save yourself 20% on your order. Remember, that's Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Get it off theronedwards.com, his website. And Constitutional Grounds is what, Ron?
Of course, it's the coffee you want in your cup.
Uh-huh. Well, it's in my cup. So I'm cruising along with a cup of that coffee. All right, good stuff. Okay, the Biden administration is being sued by pediatricians and healthcare professionals over his transgender mandate. I was wondering how long it would take when he did that to get sued.
Me too. Christian conservative nonprofit Alliance Defending Freedom. They're representing the American College of Pediatricians and an OBGYN doctor and the Catholic Medical Association in this big lawsuit. On his first day in office, this is really sick, Biden issued an executive order that changed the definition of gender to include sexual orientation and gender identity in the Affordability Care Act. As a result, medical professionals are currently required to provide gender reassignment, care, and surgery to all people, including children, which is very sick, according to the press release. Not only puts health and safety of our patients in jeopardy, but in effect also mandates that healthcare providers give up their fundamental right to conscience. And so I'm glad, finally, that they are suing and going to battle this. And if it has to go all the way up to the Supreme Court, so be it. But this is a battle that must be fought. This is a hill that's worth fighting on.
By the way, George, the Godfather in the chat room, is bringing up a very interesting point. He's saying, so why would they need translators for the Afghans that they're bringing over here when they had translators to begin with? Now, that's because, Ram, they didn't bring over the translators that had the SIV cards or hold them up and wave them at them. They brought over a bunch of people that you can't even tell who the hell they are because you can't vet them. That's who they chose to bring. That was intentional.
Yeah, it was. And then, you know, that's goes along with what the State Department gang, you know, they kept out the Christian ones. In fact, by the way, there's a story, you know, about Glenn Beck and David Barton. They were over there rescuing Christians. Our State Department forbade them for bringing any of those Afghan Christians to this country. However, there were two other countries which remain unnamed for obvious reasons, that took them in. But the countries they found out that Barton and company wanted to get into those countries, the State Department called those countries and said, don't you take those Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it was two countries.
So are they there now?
No, they're those Christians that they rounded up and found, they got them into two countries that were, they found more, this is the thing here, more empathy in two Muslim countries than they got from the State Department of the United States.
I believe it.
What an irony.
And
we're the nation that was founded upon Christian, Judeo-Christian ethics. And yet now our government is so evil, it is turning against Christians and not letting them in, but allowing in unvetted
well,
a potential terrorist from Afghanistan.
That's not a priority with this bunch that's in power right now. We know that, and they're trying to change that and get rid of religion altogether. The way we understand it now, they're trying to get rid of that. But we did have a woman that did call the show earlier and asked me if I knew about 260 people on an aircraft in Afghanistan that were being Taliban wanted ransom. They wanted money for them to get them off, you know, so they could leave. And to my knowledge, I could never find anything at all about it anywhere. Still can't, because I went looking during the break.
Story. No, not about that specifically, no.
No, but we do have the other one where they did, in fact, get them out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But not to America.
No. Now, we were talking about the Judeo-Christian roots of America, and activists here are in Florida, my state, are enraged over the mention of U.S. Judeo-Christian roots in Florida curriculum. And now we have a lawsuit that's going on. So here we go again. They don't like what's going on, so they're going to sue. They want to stop it.
American Atheist also expressed its outrage over the alleged emphasis on Judeo-Christian roots. I mean, this is crazy. Jocelyn Williams of the Central Florida Free Thought Community wrote a piece for the Orlando Sentinel, another liberal rag, where she feared students would learn of Judeo-Christian exceptionalism in American history. What a beast. Mm-hmm. But while the term Judeo-Christian does appear in two standards of the draft curriculum, the final version makes only one such mention. Okay, mm-hmm. So what? But it's there, and mm-hmm. it is a part of our heritage. It's part, it's part of the roots of Western civilization. Mm-hmm. Why should she be so uptight about it?
Now, Biden came out and said the evacuation could not have been conducted more orderly or sooner. Really? Really?
Either he has a great sense of humor, or he's kind of not too bright. Captain, the world's been transfixed by the scenes of horror in Kabul since the city fell to the Taliban, and also their ISIS friends.
Yeah.
Don't forget the Taliban has released
Al-Qaeda.
Critters. Yeah.
The Haqqani Network. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Legions of Americans and Afghans have struggled to escape the country, but President Joe Biden is arguing that the evacuation would still have been chaotic if it had started much earlier.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it again. There's going to be one hell of a bloodbath.
Yeah, and it's already started.
Yep.
From what I understand, it's already started. Going house to house, killing folks and grabbing folks, children, their particularly their young daughters.
Yep.
If they go to a house, right?
Yep.
I guess we don't have time. But anyway, it's bad.
To be continued.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. I will talk to you, next Tuesday. But in the meantime, we will be talking, playing the network, the Edwards Notebook on the weekend. So
absolutely.
Have yourself a great day.
You too. Godspeed.
All right. Bye. Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook, and I'll be back. Bo Browning will be calling me from the great.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The governors of New York and New Jersey declared states of emergency as heavy rainfall and flash flooding caused havoc across the northeastern United States overnight. Power outages were estimated to have hit over 101,000 customers in Pennsylvania and another 100,000 in New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut. New York City's Central Park recorded 3.15 inches of rain falling in 1 hour last night. The Supreme Court of the United States has refused to block a Texas law banning abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The judges voted 5-4 early on Thursday to deny an emergency appeal from abortion providers. The Heartbeat Act went into effect on Wednesday in Texas. A majority of American voters, 52% in a Rasmussen poll, say President Biden should resign because of the way he handled the Afghanistan withdrawal. 1,000 likely voters were polled. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy brings you this segment of the program because I've got Bo Browning with us. And Bo, of course, is with the National Aviation Academy. You can give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at either their Concord, Massachusetts location just outside Boston or the one at Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay area. And asked to take the tour. Now, one of the reasons why is because we got Bo Browning on the line. Hey, Bo.
Hey, good morning.
Yes, sir. Now, we've got a question here from Bridget. She doesn't say where she's at, but I like what she's talking about. She has a son that she says is a jet mechanic in the Marine Corps. Now, he's just come from Afghanistan where he was stationed there, and he is now in Qatar. And he'll be coming back to the United States where he will be leaving the service next month. He's going to, he's done his whatever amount of time it is. And he is a jet mechanic. Now, she's saying he's a jet mechanic, but that means a lot of things to me, and you too, probably. But she wants to know,
sure.
She wants to know if he comes to your school to become an aviation maintenance tech, since he's already a jet mechanic, does he have to take the full 14-month course or not?
No, not necessarily. So any individual leaving out of the military, any branch, that was an aviation maintenance technician, could possibly go to the Federal Aviation Administration, to their local office, wherever they're at in the United States. So he'll have to wait until he gets back here in the United States. But he can go there and seek credible experience based off what he did in the Marine Corps.
Mm-hmm.
And he may be able to get signed off with credible experience to take a power plant or an airframe rating, or in some cases, airframe and power plant. So, you know, people with experience do have the ability to go and speak to the FAA and see if they will get credible experience sign off so they can just simply go and take the test for whichever rating, airframe or power plant, and in some cases it's airframe and power plant. So, no, he does not necessarily have to go to the entire school. It all depends on if the FAA wants to give him credible experience for a portion or all of the test. If he has any questions, absolutely, reach out to National Aviation Academy. You know, ask for me. I won't be in the office until next week. Ask for me. And I can definitely give you more information about this, or you can go on the FAA website and you can search military occupational specialties or credible experience, something like that, in the search bar, and it'll bring you up some information that'll go more in depth in that. But it is absolutely possible for people not to have to go to an entire program at any school in the United States based on credible experience. Sorry, I know it's kind of a long, drawn-out answer, but that, you know, definitely there's a way to get credit for some of that experience, absolutely.
Well, that's okay. They wanted an answer, and you gave them an answer, so there, we are taken care of. Now, the other thing is that with the two campuses that you have, the one in Concord, Mass., and the one in Tampa, down here in Clearwater, Florida, across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa, there in Clearwater. Obviously, there is a difference in the curriculum and the courses, the classes, because you have a double schedule down here because it's a bigger facility in Clearwater, and then it's a little bit smaller in Concord, and you only have one class that's a daytime class. Is that correct, or are you changing that?
Yes. Yes, that is correct. Up in Concord, Massachusetts, at a campus up there, we only operate one shift currently, and we teach the program in general airframe power plant order.
Mm-hmm.
Down here in Florida, we have two shifts. We teach the program general power plant airframe. And also, the program's flipped, and obviously there's equipment differences. So some of the projects, some of the equipment, some of the tooling that the students see is different between the campuses also.
Mm-hmm.
But everything at both campuses follows Part 147 of the Federal Aviation Regulation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And in either case, when they take the tour, and we ask them to take the tour by calling 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. They ask to take the tour, and then they'll have the opportunity to talk to not only a student, but more than likely also a instructor. And if they need to get their financing set up, or they'll find out how to do that too, right?
Sure, absolutely. You know, obviously I've said it many times, you know, the best way to make sure the school is the right fit for you is to come in and actually see the campus. I know it's very important for anybody looking into a school to make sure that the school is the right fit for them and that they're a right fit for the school. And the best way to do that is come in and take the tour. You know, there's been many times, you know, students are taking a tour or prospective students are taking a tour, and you know, there are students in the hallway. You know, the admissions reps that know the students, they'll ask students, hey, you want to give them any advice? So, you know, go there, see the campus, make a well-thought-out decision about your education future. Make sure you pick the right school for you. It is extremely important. You know, you're getting into one, something that is a significant amount of time in the day. Two, it does cost money. So you want to make sure that you are making the best decision that's for you and your future. And also, reach out to National Aviation Academy. We are here to help you. We're here to help you make that decision, well-thought-out decision.
Okay, very good. And, of course, number again, folks, I'm going to give you the number again because I just got asked about it. It's 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. That's a central number, and you can get questions answered about Concord, Mass, or Clearwater there at that phone number. Now, the other thing, Bo, that I get asked about all the time, and I just did get asked here remotely, was what if they realize you don't have dorms? What do they do for living facilities?
So, you know, students obviously have to make their own living arrangements when they go to either one of our campuses. We do have a student services department. That student services department can assist in pointing a student in the right direction with some apartment complexes, private owners that are renting renting out some rooms, things like that. You know, we do have a student services department that can assist and helping you find temporary housing while you're going to the school. But again, you know, it's really up to the individual students to make sure they have that arranged and solidified prior to them starting school.
All right. Now, I'm going to remind everybody that they can go to the website naa.edu, naa.edu. And if you have any questions, you can call them at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. And if you want to talk to Bo, ask for Bo Browning, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you never know. I mean, I get told that people are going to call you, and I never know if they do or not.
I get all kinds of phone calls, and, you know, obviously my days are a little hectic sometimes. So I'm not always in my office to receive some phone calls. So if you call, you ask for me, you can't get me, you know, leave me a message.
All right, I'm going to let you go, and I will talk to you in a couple of weeks, and hope to see you in the studio then.
Yeah, absolutely, Captain. You have a nice day, and thank you.
Thank you very much. Bo Browning, National Aviation Academy. That's naa.edu, phone number 800-659-2080. Check it out.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And Dominic's Blinds and Decor, unlike the big box stores, will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, give them a call, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You never know, that might get you some free pastry in the back room there where they like to hide all the good stuff. Now, the Taliban held a mock funeral the other day for the U.S. and NATO countries with flag-draped coffins from various countries. That was so much fun. They decided to one-up it. So they had a parade with the captured U.S. military hardware. Now, somebody actually thought that in our chat room, the equipment they were driving around with was down there in Kabul. Well, no, it wasn't. It was in Kandahar. Came from Bagram.
the MRAPs that were in a parade in a formation riding around with the other equipment that was there, the Humvees and whatnot. With a helicopter, I might add, flying overhead. That was up in Kandahar, out of Bagram. Now, they did sabotage and put out of commission a bunch of equipment at Kabul, and it is not running and it is not flying. So until they figure out how to get it going, it's going to stay the way it is. Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, Nancy Pelosi blocked members of the House from reading the names of the 13 service members killed in Kabul. Now, this is something that's done on a regular basis whenever we've had loss of life to that degree in a foreign country. It's been done that way for years. But Nancy says, nope, not going to happen. Not today. Don't want to. Well, I'll tell you, can we get rid of her quicker than a couple of years? Yeah, George, I did. You take care, George, and I'll be down in Bradenton at noontime at Mission Barbecue. That's where I'm going today for lunch because Mixon's is shut down for another week or so till they come back from their vacation that they take in the summertime. Next month we'll be at Mixon Fruit Farms for lunch, first Thursday of the month. Today I'll be down at Mission Barbecue. They invited me to come there, and I'm going to be there. Now, the other thing is, a poll showed the majority of voters say that Joe Biden should resign over the botched Afghanistan withdrawal. He's upside down by 52 to 39. He's upside down. And to me, it's a no-brainer. We should put the pressure on him. We should put the pressure on him. And she took a knee for Joe. What's that? Oh, Christine is chiming in again. Okay. I got you there, kiddo. But anyway, it's amazing what's going on. Now, the deep state, and of course their leak that came out, the Afghanistan president, Ghani, and Biden, where Biden told the Afghan president, make it look like you're winning. Do whatever it takes. Unbelievable. And I'll tell you what, we need to really be concerned about the Afghans coming into this country right now. Because the security concerns are overwhelmingly strong right now. And the reason for that is because they didn't vet anybody. The people they should have brought over here that had the SIV passports that were holding up and waving said, American, American, they didn't take them. They didn't take them. Can you believe that? Instead, they took people that weren't vetted, had no identification in some cases, didn't know who they were, and pushed them up onto the planes and away they went. Now, the theory on that is pretty simple, that they're trying to get the most amount of people that they can into our country again from another country just to add to all the other problems that we've got, load up the immigration system because, again, that's one way that you can cause it to fail, which is all part of what they're trying to do. Now, I get it. I'm sure you get it. And speaking of getting it, I got to remind everybody about Everglades Equipment Group. There's four stores within the sound of my voice around the state of Florida, and if you want reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service, stop by the Everglades Equipment Group store nearest you. Nothing runs like a deer, and they do sell John Deere's. Everything from the equipment and stuff that they have on up to whatever. And it is what it is. We'll see what happens and how we can do this. But I want you to check out the Everglades Equipment Group with their reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. They'll try to fix anything you got and do a good job at it, too, I might add. Oh, and before we have to leave, I want to remind everybody about the upcoming event. The U.S. Constitution and the rule of law, of course, are under attack, and now is the time to free up the political conservative ideals. You can join me on Thursday, September 23rd, along with Bill Bunkley, my buddy, at the Grand Hyatt, Tampa Bay, to hear from Salem Radio Network's Mike Gallagher and Larry Elder. By the way, he could be governor-elect of California at that time, as they're joined by Rebecca Walser from the Fox Business Network. She'll be there, Tampa resident, and Alfredo Ortiz, who happens to be the president and CEO of Job Creators Network. And don't forget, our governor will be there, a special in-person address. He'll do about 20 minutes before we start with the panel, Governor Ron DeSantis. There's a VIP reception, starts at 5:30 p.m., main event starts at 7, lasts till 9. You need to get your tickets by going to theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com and get your tickets for the event. And I'll see you there. It's going to be a great event. And, of course, Monday, don't forget, I'll be at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey from noon to 3. So stop by if you can. Check out the all-new Pathfinder and the all-new Frontier. That Frontier is really something. I saw pictures of it. I haven't seen the new truck yet. I'm going to take a look when I get there. But that Frontier is really something. They've gone out of their way to make it an A number one vehicle right now. Well, for the first time in weeks, COVID-19 hospital admissions are down for the first time in weeks. That's a good thing. Keep up the good work, everybody. And who knows what will happen next. Hopefully they'll keep it that way. Now, Southern Louisiana, I saw the pictures last night. Looks like a war zone. Some of those small towns down there, Grand Isle, is just, half of it is just gone. I mean, gone. There's nothing there. So, a lot of rebuilding going to have to be done down there in Louisiana. And now you got the mess up in New York. Wow. What's next? You people up in New York, you take care today. And don't drive through standing water. I'll see you all tonight in the Redidio. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.